I think that not only ELP, but any music, it forms kind of a backdrop or a soundtrack to people's lives. It weaves its way into people's lives, and people associate certain things that happen to them with certain songs they'll hear at a certain time in their life, you know. One story that occurs to me just, you know, in talking about this, we were playing a concert in Budapest in Hungary, and we were playing a piece of music called Pictures at an Exhibition.
Right.
And it's a long piece. It goes on, I don't know, 20 minutes, more than 20 minutes. And I look down in the audience, and I see this guy, he's got tears in his eyes, you know, and he's obviously distressed and upset, you know, and I'm wondering, you know, you don't know what to think. I mean, whether it's the music or whether he's done, you know, taken something or... So anyway, we come to leave the concert hall, and we're out at the back of the arena signing autographs for a crowd that's assembled there. And I noticed this guy at the back of this crowd, and he's still obviously upset. And so I get the road manager, and I said, go and bring him in. Let me have a talk to him. And so he brings this guy back, and I take him round the corner, you know. I put my arm around him. I say, listen, man, you know, you shouldn't let music get to you like that. It's, you know, it's okay to be moved by music, but you don't want to let it, you know, upset you. He said to me, he said, you don't understand. He said, when I was very young, I had the only copy of Pictures at an Exhibition in Budapest. It was forbidden by the Russians to have, you know, pop records, especially by Russian composers, which Pictures at an Exhibition is. And he said, I was in my apartment, and I was listening to this record with four of my friends, and one of my neighbors phoned up the military police, and they broke in, and they took me, and they put me in a military prison for 6 months. And he said, I've waited 15 years to see you.
Wow.
And it's that sort of thing that, you know, obviously all the memories of living under the Russians in his life, and for him, that album was a link to freedom.